Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection. It's May 20th, 2020. God's moving right now, and there's solutions coming to your situation. I know that He is, and He's spoken to me about it. We want to pray right now. Lord, bring healing to people who are in need right now, the coronavirus. We pray, Lord, for the solution for the supernatural healing, for the medical breakthroughs. We pray that You would comfort those who are in need, those who have lost their jobs, and we pray for the ability to meet together again. Break this attack in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, watch for God to move over the next 2 weeks. Something powerful is coming at Pentecost, which is May 31st. The Lord spoke to me about this, that we need to get ready, and there's a new level of power coming. I don't know exactly what it is, but I've been praying into this. I'm a times and seasons prophet, and we are in a time of trouble, but it's a season of preparation and change that's going to bring about some good things. So the time of trouble, I released a word from Hosea 2:15 that we're walking. The last month we've been walking through the valley of trouble, but there's a door of hope at the end of the valley of trouble. That's where we are right now. I know it's a general word and you need to press it and have faith. And I release another prophetic word that it is time to have faith and be safe. And God is moving right now. The financial situation is going to change for many people. We need to get ready and be a blessing to the world right now. And I want you to know, as I'm talking about these things, that I'm not all about money. I sow back into the kingdom as much as possible. We give things away for free as much as we can. But at the same time, we need to develop these strategies. I've been saying this for a while. My ministry has been going for 18 years now in Light Connection, and we've sown a lot back into people. And I want to help you to be able to understand some financial principles that are in the Bible. We were in debt. We broke the back of debt. We got back out of debt in 2013, and we've never been in debt since. And I want to open up some things that I had learned. And these are some kind of the notes that I took after an encounter I had during a time in South Africa in 2009 when I had an encounter with an angel of finance. It was a heavenly time that old time I was there. And I took some notes, and here's some of the things that I was teaching right when I got back. And so I brought these back out. I thought it would be helpful with you. God wants us to not just get by, but to bless others so that we have enough money to fulfill our calling and what He calls us to do. Prosperity is having enough money and the time to do what God calls you to do when He calls you to do it. He wants us to supply the needs of others, to be a blessing in times of trouble, finance the work of God, ministry and missions, develop streams of income that will continue to give back into the kingdom, to positively influence the world and be able to respond to God instead of reacting to the world. You know, I've been doing this for a number of years. I was first a business owner, and I used the business to finance our churches, the churches I was part of, the churches we planted. And then later on, we sold all that and started in Light Connection. And God has given us some strategies. And I want to talk about some things here about money to be able to help align you for what's coming. Well, first of all, money can't be dangerous. We do need to be careful and make sure our heart is in the right place. God will use this to test us. We need to get rid of greed. We need to deal with any overspending or shopping addictions. We need to break out of the poverty mindset and realize that all things are possible with God. That's why I have that plaque behind me to remind me. We need to let go of the guilt that says that we can't make money and be in ministry or in the kingdom. Some people actually have that. I had to break through that. We need to discover the healthy balance God has intended for us regarding money expand our possibilities and get creative so that we can change the world with God's love and not get hung up on worrying about how we're going to make the car payment. And this is a time that God is shifting this. Now we do need a balance. On one side is the spirit of poverty, which I had to break in my life. And the other side is getting caught up in the love of money and being motivated by greed and idolatry. So we do need to do this. But let me first define what true wealth is. True wealth and riches is a relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:2, if you want to see it. True wealth is found in the kingdom principle of love, which is in Matthew 22:36-40. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the greatest. We need to be able to break things open right now, and true wealth has nothing to do with the size of your bank account. Read Romans 14:17, is that true wealth is your relationship with God. It's how you love, it's how you interact with the world. So there are some cautions as we're going into this, cautions about money. Money in itself is not evil, but it's the love of money that we have to be careful. Money can ruin people. Lottery winners quite often end up in a terrible situation afterwards. We need to work through the spirit of humility. We need to avoid get-rich-quick plans, and we need to be prepared for God to bless us. And I tell you, we need to get some training in this area. That's why I talk about it quite often. Understanding money and finances from a kingdom standpoint, though, first of all, God owns everything. That's in Psalm 24:1. God will use money to test your motives and see if he can trust you. He will use kingdom wealth, and he wants to develop kingdom wealth so that we can be a blessing to others. Luke 16:10. We need to be fair and honest. Leviticus 19:35, because God does not like dishonest scales. We need to work at our job as if we're working for the Lord. Colossians 3:23. Now that was the biggest thing for me. Wasn't until I gave my corporate job or my 9-to-5 job over to the Lord and worked at as if I was working to the Lord that he actually shifted everything over me within a year and brought me into the place where I could actually move into a new level of ministry and near what I do now. God will also use this to break open things, to show you if you have anything. We need to be able to give extravagantly. 2 Corinthians 9:6. There's power in being content and being grateful. So we need to be content. Philippians 4:12, in the times that you have lack or the times that you have plenty. There is a principle that's involved in this, and there's principles regarding finances. I'm going to name a few here. We need to be wise and get advice, especially big decisions. Learn to recognize God's voice and learn to discern his voice. Learn to discern the Holy Spirit. We need to learn to live within our means, use a budget or a spending plan, pay off debt and develop savings, develop a lifestyle of earning, giving, saving, spending in moderation, and do the best at your job that you can. This is what the Lord spoke to me to do, and this is what I've put into place over the years over my life. Now, there's financial principles that are in the Bible. The kingdom of God or God's ways are quite often opposite of ours. You ever hear these things? It's better to give to receive. If you sow, you reap. The last will be first. Be humble and God will exalt you. Love your enemies. Pray for those, you know, who mistreat you. Those are actually God's ways, which are opposite of the ways of the world. But there's principles in the Bible that we might miss. God wants to bless a business. Luke 5:1-9. When Jesus gets in the boat, appeared James and John. They were fishermen, and they put out in deep water after he got in their boat, and they caught so much that they actually nearly sank the boat. They got to sell those fish, and they got such a large catch, they got blessed. So God wants to bless businesses. So invite Jesus into your boat. That's what I did. I invited him into my business life, into my businesses that allowed us to finance our church planting, allowed us to do what we do right now. and move our way into the times of plenty and the times of lacking at the same time. You know, God promises to bless those who serve him. And there are some instructions that God will give, like in the case of Jacob. When Jacob got a dream, he got revelation in Genesis 30, verse 27. Again, in Genesis 31, he got advice. He got this wisdom from the Lord through a dream on how to profit over his father-in-law, Laban, who was ripping him off. So God can use this. He could use this to bless you. And also that, you know, when Laban recognized that when Jacob was around, he realized that it actually was a blessing to him. And this is what he wants to do. God wants to bless your employer, even if in some cases, if they are not necessarily what you think that they should be doing. What I'm saying is he can bless any employer and he can bless them to be a blessing to you. And in the midst of this, I got blessed by using my gifts and learning to hear God's voice in the business place. So there are some principles in the Bible that we might miss. And God will use strange and unusual ways to pay off your taxes. Matthew 17, 24, Jesus told Peter to go out and catch a fish, and they used nets at the time. They caught the fish, and in that was 2 coins to pay off their taxes. So you could ask the Lord, instead of cheating on your taxes, ask the Lord to give you a miracle for your taxes. There's only a few biblical principles that people are aware of. Most people are aware of, you know, if you sow, you'll reap, and that type of thing. And tithing's a good thing. But there's some things that most people miss, and I'm going to go into these in a little bit deeper in something I'm doing this weekend. It's called Strategies from Heaven, How to Prosper in Any Season, May 23rd, 10 a.m. It's a webinar in which I'm going to go into these deeper things, actually based on 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper and be in good health and prosper as your soul prospers. And so this is really, I want to break off, first of all, the bad baggage around the word prosperity. I was reluctant to even use how to prosper, you know, use the word prosperity because there's been so much negativity. But God wants to do it. And we're not taking an offering in this. It's $37 to join us. We're not going to receive an offering. And I want to give you the biblical principles that God has shown me that will flip the spiritual atmosphere over your life and align you with what he's doing right now. Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You know, there's riches in this. And that's really where things are right now. So, Lord, I pray that you would align us with heaven. You would align us with biblical principles that we would be able to be a blessing during this downturn, that we would be able to get out of debt and be able to help others. I pray, Father, that you would align us for this next 2 years because there is a strategy. There's a new thing coming over the next 2 years that you're aligning us right now for. And you're going to shift things where previously we've had trouble, we've had downturns, we've had problems, that you're going to shift things and that you're going to align us with your heavenly roadmap. We just ask that you would bring this all together and bring a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Just go to DougAddison.com/prosper. And again, it's Strategies from Heaven on How to Prosper in Any Season. I gave you a little sneak peek about some of the things that we'll be doing, some of the stuff that I've been doing training on for a number of years, and then some updated principles also about the Joseph people who are now awakening. And just like Joseph did, you know, when he got the strategy from heaven in Genesis chapter 41 on how to be blessed in the downturn. And it really aligned things up to save the entire world at that time. God wants to do that still to this day. And I'm excited for it. You can also check out my website, DougAddison.com. Get the Doug Addison app. It's free. It has my daily prophetic, my podcast, and different things on it. If you turn on the notifications, just go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store or DougAddison.com/app to find out more about it. All right. Hope I can see you at the workshop, and also hope you have a great day. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.